Well, the Australian share market has started the final trading session of the week in a really constructive fashion as we approach lunch. The ASX 200 is up by a little over 50 points, or around 0.75%. There are a couple of reasons for that, not least of which is that the US futures, which are watched carefully by local participants, they continue to move higher in after-hours trade. And that was a response to a number of earnings results in the US, which were better than expected, probably the most notable one being Microsoft. So that dragged US equity markets higher in futures terms. Local participants were inspired by that, so that has helped support prices locally. But the other important consideration is, as well, is that overnight we heard from an influential Fed official, the head of the New York Federal Reserve, who spoke about the need to act quickly in terms of supporting the US economy with lower interest rates. So that almost consolidated the belief that we'll see a rate cut at the end of the month. But importantly, what it's done for our market is that the US dollar has fallen, and that's been supportive for commodity prices, and that's why most commodity-facing sectors are doing quite well, with the exception of oil. Oil prices fell overnight, so that's why energy stocks are lower. Woodside Petroleum is down by 1.3%, and healthcare are the notable laggards, if you like, in relative terms compared to the rest of their peers. So mining stocks are an example of that commodity-facing story. Fortescue Metals up by around 1.6%. Gold stocks are probably the best example. We've got Northern Star, Alacia and Saracen all up by around 6%, so a big improvement for them. The banks are roundly higher as well, making an important contribution. Notably, we've got the NAB up by more than 2%, having appointed a new CEO who previously ran the Royal Bank of Scotland, so that's a big news story in the finance space. Elsewhere, Super Retail Group has appointed a new executive, formerly an executive at Coles and with extensive retail experience, and he'll be running the boating, camping, fishing business. So the market initially responded well to that story, but the shares are flat and now as we approach lunch. And the Aussie dollar benefiting from that weakness in the US dollar, that's trading at around 70.7 US cents.